I think it just helped me embrace that. And being surrounded by these women that were different ages, you know, different ethnicities, just different experience levels, it really gave me that community to feel empowered and then be able to walk out and, you know, and invest and, you know, get on the active side and take a lot of these different steps that came afterwards.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm very excited to introduce our guest for the day, Daisy Serrano. Daisy, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Suja. Excited to jump in and share with your audience a little bit about my experience.
Yes, I'm definitely excited for our conversation. Everyone, Daisy serves as managing partner for Make It Rain Capital, private equity multifamily investment firm focused on acquiring apartment properties. Daisy, I know, has a ton of experience both as a passive investor and is getting started as a general partner. And I'm going to let her tell us all about her experience. So Daisy, why don't you give us a little bit of background as to how and why you got started in the real estate space?
Yeah, definitely happy to. So my background has actually been in international education and counseling management the last 10 years. So definitely completely different from what I'm doing now in the multifamily space. And there worked in universities and community colleges for foreign governments, managing scholarship for international students that were studying in the US. And along that ride, you know, I met my now husband, then boyfriend, and he had read Rich Dad Poor Dad and, you know, learned about the multifamily investing space, right? So little by little, just started learning more about what that would look like. I had very big goals in terms of being able to help retire my parents and help my community in Mexico, which is where my parents are from. And so I just saw the gap, right, where unfortunately within education, I wouldn't have the income to be able to do all of those things that were really important for me. And real estate really became the answer to that, right, in different ways. And I sort of struggled, right, in the beginning to really see myself in the industry. I have a very different concept of what the industry was and being very male dominated. I had gone to different meetups and never really quite felt like it was my place. Felt very out of place in different capacities. And so it was really once I found a women's group living in Los Angeles at the time and started going there constantly, right, that I really felt empowered and saw myself and the women that were there. They were, you know, doing amazing things, right? And I was able to share a room with them. And so just being in that space really gave me a lot of confidence and empowerment to say, you know, if these women can do it, so can I, right? And it became very real at that point. So from there, just continued, right, the educational process, you know, podcasts and books and meetups and so many things, right, that are foundational, I think, to so many of us as we get started. And from there, started investing passively. My husband and I were still dating at the time. We weren't even engaged. And, you know, we decided to invest as limited partners. And living in California, we knew we didn't want to invest in California for different reasons. And so we ended up investing in Central Texas at the time. This was a little bit over 3 years ago. And, you know, from there, never thought we would be on the active side. We're never interested in being on the active side. And just, you know, like life happens, right? At some point, we decided this is an amazing community, an amazing opportunity that we wanted to be able to provide to others as well, to investors, to friends, to family, to our community. And so what that meant was, one, being on the active side, right, and acquiring property ourselves to then be able to provide that investment opportunity to our tribe. And number two, it meant moving to Texas, right? So leaving our family and, you know, everything that we knew, and we didn't know anybody at all in Texas at the time. And we just decided this is where, you know, we need to go to be able to accomplish our dreams and the goals that we have set out for ourselves and our family. And so made the move out to Austin 9 months ago now, and are now locally based in Austin. I've transitioned out of my W-2. And so now I'm full-time within the real estate space. And we closed on a 42 unit as general partners earlier in the year.
Wow. Well, what an amazing story so far. And I know it's just beginning, but that's really incredible, Daisy, everything that you've done, and you touched on so much. I want to just circle back to something that you mentioned early on in your story, which was that you saw real estate just as the vehicle that was going to actually help you achieve your goals, whereas your W-2 income, you didn't see yourself being able to achieve your goals with that. Can you just flesh that out a little bit more? Why was real estate the answer to that?
Yeah, happy to. So, you know, I really saw, right, there was a ceiling with my W-2, particularly being in education, right? It's great in terms of the service and the impact, but as many of us know, right, the pay isn't quite there as it is maybe even in the corporate space, in the private sector. And so with real estate, there is no ceiling, right? It's really on you in terms of how many properties you acquire, the size of the properties, you know, your partnership, how much equity you have. And that, of course, that's deal dependent, and there's different ways to structure deals to reach your goals. But the ceiling and the limitations that were there in my W-2, they just weren't there in real estate. And We realized very quickly, my husband and I, that so much of the limitations in real estate were based on your network, right? And so we just worked a lot and have been working for months and months on that, right? On expanding our network, on meeting more people. We launched a podcast as well, right? Similar to yours, Suja. And, you know, we've just met so many amazing people, some of those that have turned into partners, right? Going forward. Mm-hmm. So it's just the limitless opportunities that were in real estate that weren't there in my W-2 job.
Yeah, totally. I think that's such an important point, right? The lack of a ceiling that you can have in real estate and how that can help you achieve what you really want in life. Like you mentioned, wanting to help your parents retire and things of that nature. So that's really excellent. So I want to hear more about how you got started with the passive investing, because I know that was like where you started and you were able to invest in quite a lot, it seems like. Can you tell me, you know, a bit about why you got started in passive investing and how that worked?
Yeah, so we were kind of a little bit different, right? I think a lot of people will get started in single family, move into like small residential, and then into multifamily. We skipped the single family altogether and went straight to investing in multifamily apartments. So we invested in two different properties, totaling 445 doors between both. And we came across the opportunity. At that point, we had, you know, spent quite a bit of time, right, reading books and listening to podcasts and educating ourselves, right, in terms of the process of investing in multifamily apartments. And, you know, at a certain point, we were ready, right? It's, you know, you have to at some point take the leap, right? And we were ready to make that leap. And so we got connected through one of my husband's friends to a group, a sponsorship group that was based in Los Angeles and in Austin, but they acquired property in Texas, specifically in Central Texas. And so, you know, looked at the opportunity, got connected with the group, went through and did the investor, you know, webinar, right? Talked to the sponsors, met the sponsors. And something that we did that was a little bit different as well is that we flew out to the market. So we were still living in California at the time. And we said, okay, now that, you know, we've spoken to the sponsors, we've looked at the research, right? In terms of the market, it checks off all of the, you know, different criteria that we look for, but let's get a feeling for what it actually feels like. So we flew out from LA at the time to San Antonio, where the properties are located. We secret shopped them. We just went in pretending like we were going to move to Texas, never knowing or thinking that we would ever actually move to Texas at the time. And, you know, once we felt comfortable, then invested passively, right?
Okay. So you were like looking at apartments and seeing, you know, what the rental rates were for the types of properties that you're investing in so that you could then compare that with the property that you were thinking about investing in. Is that right?
Yes, correct. And a lot of the research that we looked at, right, in terms of the income, the socioeconomics, right, making sure that the population and the job growth was there, all of that criteria, the actual data we did when we were still in California, because all of that you have access to, right, being anywhere.
Sure.
What we flew out for the market was to really get a feel for boots on the ground, is what we're seeing online in terms of the research, really what's happening in the city, right, in, in the neighborhood. And as you know, right, real estate is so sub-market specific that we wanted to see, okay, in this block, in this zip code, is that really what's happening? The expansion, the growth, the momentum, right, that we're seeing in the data, is that really what's happening? And that's the reason we ended up flying out.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's amazing. And congratulations to you guys for taking such a detailed, thorough approach to your first passive investments. How did you work that into your kind of budgeting about the returns on the project? Were you just taking like a learning approach? Tell me about that. Like, because, you know, it costs money to travel and, you know, that in theory would cut into your returns from the trip, the investment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the way that we saw it is that, you know, it was a lot cheaper, right, to fly out and really understand the market and the dynamics of, you know, the deal that we were investing in versus, you know, waiting and investing 25 to 50,000, depending on the deal, and then finding out that it wasn't quite what we thought it was going to be. So we thought, okay, if it's going to be a couple thousand and we need to do this upfront, then that's A-okay. That's something that we're willing to do to understand and feel more comfortable, right? I think that was the biggest thing for us, is it was our first deal that we ever invested in. There was a lot of, you know, hesitation, right, on one end, excitement, and then hesitation on the other end as well. So I think that trip just helped give us that peace of mind of, okay, yes, we're ready. Everything checks off. You know, we've been there, seen it in person. We feel a lot more comfortable now moving forward with the process.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think that's amazing that you did that, you know, and it's something one should feel comfortable when making this kind of investment for the first time. And maybe you wouldn't necessarily do that all the time, although it's always great to see where you're investing and to put boots on the ground. So that's super awesome. Okay. I want to touch on something else that you mentioned, which is not, you know, going to this women's meetup group in LA and how that really kind of changed things for you. Because, I mean, you and I both know that there's not as many women in the space. And that's why it's so awesome when you get to meet a fellow one. And, you know, because you were dating somebody at the time who was also interested in real estate. So why was it that this women's group was like so helpful? And just give me some more color on that.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was night and day, right, for me, because I had been attending different meetups with my husband, boyfriend at the time. And, you know, whenever I felt like I would walk into a room, it was, what's the NOI? What's the cap rate? What's your criteria? What are you looking for? It was very numbers driven and very metrics driven. Whereas when I walked into this women's group for the first time, nobody asked, what's my experience? How many doors do I have? What, you know, all these metrics, right? It was, who are you? What are you interested in? Right. And it was really a much more of a community-based relationship, to where I got to know these women on a very personal level, right? Some of them are, I'm still friends with and still communicate with to this day, even though we're in different states now. But just the camaraderie and the support that's there with, that was there for me in that women's group, it really shifted a lot of the limiting beliefs that I had, right? In the space of, you know, maybe because I didn't see as many women, it, you know, it wasn't quite right, the fit. Maybe because I am very extroverted and I love, you know, getting to know people and chatting. And, you know, I thought at first like, oh, you have to be very businesslike and very like composed and, you know, very neutral and, you know, not have a lot of personality. That was my interpretation, at least, of the space starting out. And so then I realized that, you know, I could be myself, right? That there was value in who I was as a woman, you know, as a woman of color, as a Latina, and that there was a space for me in, you know, within the real estate industry. And so I think it just helped me embrace that, and being surrounded by these women that were different ages, you know, different ethnicities, just different experience levels. It really gave me that community to feel empowered and then be able to walk out and, you know, and invest and, you know, get on the active side and take a lot of these different steps that came afterwards.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that makes so much sense. And I definitely feel like when I was getting started in the private placement space, that I gravitated towards
the women in the space, first of all, and then, you know, just other people that I could identify with on a personal level. And it is intimidating, you know, at first. Now you and I probably both feel on some level that we can talk to anybody and feel confident and feel like we belong in the room and know that the work that we bring to the table is strong. And I didn't have that confidence at first. And I think it's just so great because there's more and more of us in the space, and it's helping it make it more accessible to other people, make it a more diverse space, you know, and that's one of my goals too, is like closing the investing gap one investor at a time. And so I totally relate.
Yes, I love that. And I've now been able to use that to my advantage, right? I look different than a lot of people in the industry. And so people will remember me, you know, I'm a female and I'm a Latina. There aren't very many of us in the space. And so, you know, my husband also, right, as working, you know, as husband and wife, right, he's mixed. And so people see us and they see, you know, a certain, you know, picture right in their mind. And then when they see us again, they may not remember our name, but they remember us because we do look different. So now it's just been embracing that difference that, you know, kind of made it a little bit hard for me at the beginning and turning that into an asset.
For sure. Yeah. Makes so much sense. Awesome. Well, so you were able to successfully leave your W-2. Congratulations, first of all. I know that happened, it sounds like, earlier this year. Can you tell us how you got to that point?
Yeah. So by that point, we had invested in two different properties, right? 445 doors. And that's not enough to retire and replace my income by any means. But a big part of it for us was the combination, right, of the investments of my husband still continuing to work his W-2, and he continues to this day. And also moving to Texas, because the cost of living was so significantly less than it was in California. And so in combination, all of those three things gave us the opportunity to retire me from my leave my W-2, because I'm by no means retired, but now be able to focus full time on the multifamily acquisition side. So we have different roles within the company. My husband focuses on acquisition, underwriting, broker relations, right? He has an engineering and business background. So that's his cup of tea. That's his strength. That's his forte. And, you know, I love people, right? So with that, I focus on investor relations, operations. Just, I love like processes and procedures and all the back end jazz and, you know, events, right? That's a big part of who we are here in Austin. And, you know, if you ask people in town, it's like, do you know Luke and Daisy? And they're like, oh yeah, they go hiking and they have events, and we just like bringing people together. And so I manage all of those aspects of the business.
Oh, that's so cool. So what kind of events do you hold?
It's a kind of a variety. We have a local meetup that meets once a month, and we just bring people in to share their experience on various aspects of the real estate space. That's something that happens here locally. And then we also have hikes. So probably about once a month, we just get together, right, with people that we've met in our community as part of the meetups, new friends that we've met in town, and we'll just go hiking, and then we'll do like a lunch after that. So we're hoping to incorporate some more. We're going to do some happy hours here starting out soon. Just do more events where people come together. I think that's, for us, it's really important. We want investors and friends and colleagues and partners to get to know us on a personal level, because as you know, right, Suja, so much of the business is people, right? It's people oriented. And so, you know, we want to try to get to know them and them to get to know us in a more non-professional setting as well.
Yeah, I think that's really brilliant, Daisy, like to have not just a meetup, but a meetup where you're doing something kind of fun and social, and there's still, you know, outdoors. And I love it. That makes so much sense. So that's awesome. Okay. So I also want to touch on what has helped you actually become successful, because, you know, it's one thing to want to leave your W-2 and to want to be in real estate, but it's another thing to actually make it happen. And so for you, what are been some of the things that have helped you make it happen?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, recently my husband and I were reflecting, right, on where we are now and where we were a few years back. And one of the big things has been for us, the podcast. I just tell everybody, you know, all the time that the power of, you know, the network, right? On one end, the guests that you have on, and, you know, just you're able to learn so much from, you know, these experts that have been in the space for however many years, and you're able to ask the questions that you want to know, right? As a sponsor and operator yourself. But there's also so much power on the other side, which is educating people, right? Educating people who might maybe someday become an investor. Maybe they won't, but even if their life has changed from one episode that they hear on Suja's podcast, then, you know, it's like the impact, right, is tremendous. And you can reach so many more people through that space. So obviously that's one platform that has really sort of catapulted us to where we are. And the other one has just been taking action, right? It's whether, you know, we were tired, we were both working on W-2 jobs, you know, for years, right? And so as we started the business, it was mornings, it was evenings, it was weekends, it was lunchtime, right? It was whenever we could fit it in. And so it was a lot of work, but it's just taking that consistent action day over day. And you don't have to do a lot every day, as long as you're daily taking some sort of action towards your goals. And so just being very clear on what those goals are, I think is huge, because then you're able to make progress towards them. And the journey is going to change. You know, you might think that you're going to do things one way and have a very clear path, and then life happens, and then, you know, you sort of pivot a little bit. But as long as you know the end goal and where you're heading and you're taking that consistent action, I think that's been the biggest life changer for us.
For sure. Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. And would you say that what has helped you take consistent action? Because that is, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. There's so many lessons there. I know, you know, there's so many different tools that a lot of us use. What are some of the tools that you've used to just continue to keep that? I mean, obviously you guys have made some big moves. You've moved to Austin. What has helped you continue to take consistent action?
Yeah. I mean, I would say on one end, it's probably just writing our goals down, right? Every morning. Mm-hmm. We're kind of nerds, but we meet every Sunday and we talk about our weeks and, you know, our goals and where we are and how we can support each other. So that's been really big as well. Just being on the same page, right? As a couple, as business partners, as husband and wife, of course. So that's been, I would say, like very, very, has had a huge impact, right, on the way that we've sort of lived our lives. And yeah, I would say those are probably the main things, like writing down our goals. And I think for me, just keeping in mind that it's so much bigger than I, right? I think for both of us, it's, you know, the impact that I want to make, the, you know, being able to retire my parents, it almost helps that it's not about me anymore. It's not about what I want, but the why is so much bigger than I, then I don't have a choice, right? But yeah, to keep going. That's sort of how I see it. Like, there is no other way but to keep going at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And we touched on this, but I'd love if you wouldn't mind just kind of talking about your why again and what is meaningful about this business and path to you.
Yes, for sure. So on one side, retiring my parents is huge. They're both immigrants from Mexico. And, you know, I've just seen, right, that they've sacrificed so much for our family and have worked their entire lives. And so I want them to retire, not, you know, just retire when the age comes and, you know, it's time for them to do it, but be able to have the means, right, to travel to Mexico. They have a house there, to be able to travel, to spend time there, to, you know, to make the choices that they want, right, and not be limited by money. And then the other side of it is to be able to impact people, especially millennials, right? We've seen that there aren't very many young people that know that investing is even possible, whether it's short-term rentals, whether it's, you know, multifamily, whether it's note investing. There's so many different avenues. And so we've taken it, you know, upon ourselves to help educate and let people know that there is that there are other options, that there are alternative investment opportunities that you can be part of, and that you don't have to have millions of dollars in the bank to start, right? That was something that I at first was limited by, you know, the idea that there's multi-million dollar syndications and how can I be a part of that? And so once I learned more about the opportunities to do that with retirement accounts, you know, with your own savings in different capacities, then, you know, I felt a very personal obligation to then let people know that they can do it too, right? I'm not special. And I say this all the time. I'm not special. I'm not smarter than anybody. I just, you know, was exposed to this world and now know that it's an opportunity. And so mm-hmm. now I want to be able to pass that on and share that with other people as well. Whether they invest with me or not, that is A-okay. As long as they know that there are other options out there that are available.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I love all of that so much. It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it's true. This particular life path is available to anyone who chooses to pursue it. It might take commitment. It's not necessarily going to be easy, but it's available to people who want it. And you know, you and I both know that no matter what barriers are in front of us, if we just keep moving forward, then the world is really
our oyster. At least that's my approach, you know, not to like minimize anybody else's experience. So awesome. Well, Daisy, thank you so much for coming on and sharing so much about your story and wisdom. Really appreciate it. Would you please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you? I know you have a podcast. I'm sure you have some other resources and anything else you want to share.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me on. This is super fun, Suja. And, you know, look forward to hopefully inspiring and helping, you know, your audience, right? If you're thinking of investing and, you know, you're ready to pull the trigger, give Suja a call. You know, I think, you know, there's always just that taking that action and putting yourself out there. You never know what's going to happen. And if you don't do it, then you'll just always regret it. So you can reach us at makeitraincapital.com or on Instagram, makeitraincapital. We're very active on there, on LinkedIn as well, Daisy Serrano, or you can email me, daisy@makeitraincapital.com. So you can even call me. All our info is on there. And I say this wholeheartedly, right? Reach out to me if you have questions, if I can help, if I can help connect you with anybody. You know, I don't feel like I'm in a place to where, you know, I'm too far away from the company to be able to sit down and chat with someone. So let's sit down and talk and see how I can help and be a resource. So thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much, Daisy. It was really great to have you. We'll see you next time.
See you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.